Our second pro bout here in the Chase Madness 38 is featherweights, 145 pounds. We've got Josh Roller and Mark McDonald. Now, before this fight even gets going, I have to point out that the referee just told me that Josh Roller is a world champion sheep shearer. That's amazing. You would expect that to be somebody from Australia, but it's Josh Roller. Nice kick there by McDonald, who is unstoppable, according to his nickname. And he was not stopped very much. 10-3 as an amateur. Josh Roller, 5-1 as an amateur, and they're both turning pro right now. Nice right hand by McDonald. Roller with a great crowd response here, as these fans have seen him fight a lot. And Roller just knocked him down with a right hand, and he's on top of him. He's trying to follow up with right, and McDonald just got knocked on his back, but he's trying to recollect his marbles and stay in this fight, and it looks like he has. Very impressive. Roller with a punch that landed right on the nose. And now Roller, unable to completely finish the fight at that point, but he does have side control. And the fans are getting behind the Rock and Roller. Trying to control him, and now point guard is McDonald from the bottom. And he's controlling Roller's head as well. And now McDonald's sitting up against the side of the cage. And Roller trying to use this position to his advantage. Let's see if Roller, he lands a right and a left. Looking good, but now McDonald getting out of trouble like a good professional fighter does. And now it's McDonald on top, reversing things very well, landing a right and a left. And now McDonald is trying to keep Roller's legs out of the way so he can land some more shots. Roller kicks the leg of McDonald and takes him off his feet. McDonald trying to get some offense going, although Roller has a grip on his foot. And now drilling it with elbows to the back. McDonald looking good, also trying to get a guillotine choke going here. And Roller's trying to squirm out of it. And Roller able to escape that guillotine choke, and both men back to their feet. A right and a left by Roller. McDonald turns him around. These two obviously very well matched. Got to give Scott Corbett a lot of credit. A head kick by McDonald, but he fell down. And he gets back up. Now McDonald working on the arm. Back to a stand-up. McDonald comes in with a right hand. Roller comes back with one of his own. And a knee strike by McDonald. Up against the cage, Roller trying to push McDonald. But now he breaks free. McDonald throwing knees against the cage, and the ref's going to stop it because it was a low blow. Roller's going to get some time to get himself back together after a low knee. We saw Josh Roller last year, just before Thanksgiving, and we're going to do that again. We're going to have a fight show the night before Thanksgiving. That'll be Cage Madness 39. Roller got the win that night, and he upped his record to 5-1. And things going very well for him, and he's been preparing to turn pro for the last 9 months, and this is his big night. McDonald has been fighting like crazy. He just became a fighter in 2013, and he's racked up 13 fights. 13 fights in about a year and a half. He's fighting almost every month. And now he's turned pro, so he's obviously gaining a lot of experience, throwing himself back into the cage over and over again. You can tell McDonald is very serious. Even if he's not unstoppable from a win-loss standpoint, his drive to become a pro fighter has been unstoppable. And here we go again. Both men trading blows back and forth. Leg kick by McDonald. Roller throws an uppercut. some furious shots being thrown back and forth. And McDonald throwing some heavy leather, but Roller able to sidestep most of them. Both men looking for a trip up against the cage. Who's going to get it? And looks like nobody. Roller still trying to bull McDonald up against the cage. And now McDonald reversing things. It's a stalemate. Good right hand by Roller, but McDonald fires right back. Uppercut by Roller, but then he took a shot. And another one. McDonald landing some good punches here. And Roller may have been rocked. McDonald following up with shots to the gut and the face. And now going for a single leg takedown. Tries to take him off his feet, but Roller flipped him over. McDonald went for a takedown, but Roller actually flipped him upside down. Now that's takedown defense if I've ever heard it. And we are done with round one. Another difference between the amateurs and the pros is you only get 60 seconds between rounds instead of 90 seconds for the amateurs. And these two have just had their first 5-minute pro round. And they both look very good. They both look very evenly matched. I might give a slight edge to McDonald, but it was pretty close. Here we go with round two. Some blood on the back of McDonald as we start round two. McDonald trying to keep Roller at bay with the jab. And now putting his hands up, almost in a defensive posture, and throws a nice body kick. That one landed well. Good right hand by Roller, but McDonald caught him again. Got to give McDonald credit. He is a very good counterpuncher. And Roller takes him down. Roller will throw a punch, but then McDonald will counter and land very nicely.
Watch go-go. Watch that go-go.
Looks like McDonald may be looking for some kind of a strange triangle choke. He's got his leg over the arm of Roller. Not the traditional triangle choke. And now throwing elbows to the point of the head. Roller's on top, and McDonald's throwing some good stuff, too.
Watch that guard. He's working the arm
bar. Roller trying to stack up McDonald here and try to prevent him from getting any offense going.
Get your hands off the mat.
And now Roller trying to make this strong positioning work for himself while McDonald is thinking about a guillotine choke from the bottom.
Right now. Roller, right now. Action, Roller. Watch that neck.
He's Roller able to get his head out of the way of a guillotine. But now Roller is throwing some lefts to the body. Elbows from the bottom by McDonald, and they're landing strong. Wow. Roller might have to get his head out of there because he's taking some shots even though he's on top. These are some vicious elbows by McDonald. And Roller may have to do something different. Those were vicious. Roller's still on top, though, and he lands the right hand.
Watch his hips.
McDonald using his feet to push himself off the cage.
230.
We're halfway through round two. McDonald with a right from the bottom. And a good left by Roller from the top. Quite a war here. Roller trying to keep McDonald down. McDonald's trying to stand back up, but Roller is controlling him with a body lock and taking him down. He is not letting McDonald get on his feet. Roller throwing body punches. McDonald keeping his cool and keeping the offense going from the bottom. A very evenly matched round here. Second round between Mark McDonald and Josh Roller. These debuting pro featherweights. Roller trying to stack him. And the ref is going to stand him up. Kind of strange. It's not a bad call, just a little bit of a different call. Jerry Chris wants to stand him up. Throwing left and right. It's a good right by McDonald. Roller firing back. A knee strike by McDonald. Overhead left and right misses by McDonald. But that body kick did not miss by McDonald. McDonald with a variety of offense. And now Roller firing back with a knee and several punches. Back and forth. They're throwing leather. A flurry by both men as we near the end of round two. We got 1 minute left in the round. Roller has McDonald up against the cage. And McDonald and Roller battling for supremacy at the end of round two. Took him down with an armbar. Oh, it's a Kimura-style armbar there. A nice move by McDonald, but Roller able to get free. Now Roller moves over into side control. Kimura with elbows. Round two is almost over. An elbow by McDonald from the bottom. And some furious shots by McDonald, and round two is over, and now Roller's busted open from the nose. What a war. For our third and final round of this professional bout between debuting featherweights Mark McDonald and Josh Roller. It's been pretty evenly matched. I might give a slight edge to McDonald, but it's really anybody's fight. I'm Jeff Gorman. This is Cage Madness 38. And Roller's going to start by going for a takedown, and he gets it. Roller using his wrestling to start round three. And an elbow to the head by Roller. On top, Roller firing down. McDonald trying to use his legs to keep Roller at bay. Big right hand from the bottom by McDonald. Give him credit, he can really throw some good offense from the bottom. Roller is in his own corner getting advice from John Cook of Evolve. And now Roller's going to get out of the way and go from a stand-up. Series of leg kicks now by McDonald. Right hand by Roller coming back. He's going to go for another takedown. And he gets it. Not a super clean-looking takedown, but it worked. He got him down again. Both men throwing punches from this position. Roller on top. Roller trying to use his wrestling as an advantage in round three. Roller's still on top in round three here. This is the best positioning he's had in the fight. But he's got to try to land something meaningful here. He's throwing some punches to the body, but it's not doing a lot of damage. Roller spreading those legs. And now the ref is going to stand him up one more time with 3 minutes to go in the fight. Here we go. Big right hand missed by McDonald. Throwing the kick with Roller and now going for another takedown. Doesn't quite take him down, but now McDonald's kind of on top of him. McDonald's stomach is on Roller's back. So he took him off his feet, but not all the way off his feet. And now McDonald's in a position where he can fire away on the midsection of Roller. And now McDonald trying to slap on some kind of submission here. No, he's going to continue to hammer Roller's elbows to the body. And Roller's got, he's stuck in a triangle choke as well. McDonald's in great position here. He's got the head trapped in a triangle and he's elbowing him as well. McDonald in good shape here. Roller is not in a position to do anything. And now the fans are trying to rally Josh the Rock and Roller in the last 2 minutes of this fight. Can he get out of this? It's not looking good as McDonald has a vice grip on the head of McDonald. McDonald continues to soften up the midsection and Roller giving the thumbs up to the referee saying, I'm not out of this yet. That's what they're instructed to do. If you're stuck in a choke, let the referee know if you're still okay. And that's what he did. Roller trying to get his head free from this triangle choke and do something in the final minute of this fight because McDonald has really turned it around here at the end of round three. McDonald continues to pound away at the midsection of Roller. A methodical fight. McDonald's had to use all 15 minutes to win this fight, if he can do it. And now time is starting to run out on Josh Roller, who finally escapes, but can he do something? Roller gets free, but he's only got 30 seconds to do something. He stood up, but McDonald tripped him right back down. And now, McDonald tries to put him in a deep freeze, but Roller's on top one more time. We're down to 10 seconds. McDonald with lefts and rights to the head. Roller on top. He breaks free. Grabs the guillotine choke, and it's over. This fight is over. We'll see what the judges say. I'm going to give the nod to McDonald.
Thank you.